Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, what a show so far, just as we promised. So much to do, so much to talk about. This portion of the show brought to you by Sansone Auto Mall. 10 top brands, over 2,000 vehicles, one place, Sansone Auto Mall in Woodbridge. So all the good feelings with the Knicks. People got very nervous last night when Jalen Brunson went down. I don't blame the Knicks coaching staff for having him in there. 20-point lead with 8 minutes left is not secure in the NBA. I'm sorry, it's not. I've seen it too many times. It could go away so quickly. In fact, they brought him in. He got hurt, and the lead went down to four. So imagine how – you can't win if you're a coach in this day and age. With everybody has access to some kind of megaphone, whether it's clowns like us on a radio show or a podcast or social media. If they had lost that game and not put Brunson back in, he'd have been vilified today. So Brunson got hurt, and a lot of people are vilifying him today. You can't win. You can't win. The only thing I would suggest to anybody in sports, don't even read social media. Don't even read it. I mean, Buck Showalter said the other day on Foul Territory, he never read the newspaper and never listened to radio. He said, I never watched the games on TV. He said, people would tell me what was said, so I know what was said. But in terms of, like, immersing myself in it, no. And I think that's the only way to proceed, because this day and age in sports will drive you crazy. It will drive you mad. It will drive you mad. I mean, forget about, like, coaches and players. It has the ability to drive us mad. People with no skin in the game, people that don't have any responsibilities, people that don't have to answer to bosses, those are the ones that make these grand proclamations of what they would do. And if they had any chance to do what a coach does, a player does, what we do, they probably crap their pants. So, I mean, it's just a very difficult time now to be in the public spotlight. It just is, especially for a coach. So, Tom Thibodeau puts a guy in when the opposing team has a 20-point lead with 8 minutes left. The guy gets hurt. It's his fault. It's his fault that Julius Randle separated his shoulder. His fault. Come on. I mean, you got to give the guy a break. It's also his fault that the team is as good as it is, that they play as hard as they do. The fact that each game is like the seventh game of a playoff series, that's what he instills in them. That's what makes them different. If you look at the Knicks roster, they are not a roster that's, you know, just knocks your socks off in terms of talent. It's the culmination of everything. It's the stew that they've put together of these players. And not one player stands out as, oh, that's LeBron James. Oh, that's Ja Morant. No, but they put together a great chemistry. And the fact that they like each other and they play hard and they play every single day and want to play is why they are where they are. You don't pull the plug on that because they've had success lately.
But we haven't talked about this, Michael. That you take a look at that Memphis team. Jacob Gilliard, John Gonchar, Trey Jimison, in the starting lineup, all undrafted players.
Mm-hmm.
This is a terrible basketball team. You had like a 15-2 lead early. Why are you letting them back in the game? I understand that they were raining threes, and some of that is kind of fluky, but you know, we kind of talk about the long term of this team. And they got to get these injured players back. And I was the first one to say, hey, the Laker game, you're going to lose. You're not going to win every game you play. But that was a layup. That was a gimme last night. And the fact that the Memphis Grizzlies, on the road with like no one that you've ever heard of, can make a 20-point game into a 4-point game is a bit of a problem.
Yeah, but I think that's the NBA, Don. Remember, The Bucks went into Portland. Portland's awful, and Portland beat them any given day. I mean, even the worst teams. It's just the way the sport is, and a three-point shot is a great equalizer.
I get that, Michael, but just some nights, you're coming off a loss, you're home. Memphis is a terrible basketball team. You can really use the break. you know, to all of a sudden have a 4-point game. The Bucks lost to Portland. Boston lost to the Lakers as a 15-point favorite. Those teams don't need games every single night. They can afford to take nights off. The Knicks don't. The Knicks play hard. And you would think that they still have enough that maybe they could be in a situation where you don't have to put Brunson back in. They should have wiped the floor with the Grizzlies. So did they allow the Grizzlies back because, hey, that's the NBA? Or, hey, they're starting to get exposed now because of the injuries.
A letdown. You tend to let down. I mean, they've won 10 of 11 games. They're 22-1 against teams under 500. They get the job done.
No, they do, and they did last night eventually, but by cutting it to 4 meant that you had to bring Brunson back into the game, and he gets hurt, and then we don't know their availability against Dallas, so that can end up being a loss, and now you lost 2 out of 3. Now, and you got the Pacers coming up, another game at Madison Square Garden. That's a good basketball team, and we'll see if Brunson's able to play. Then all of a sudden you go from, all right, just 1 loss to losing 3 out of 4.
Well, I mean, I've said this, Don and Peter. The injuries will catch up with them. I mean, the injuries are two important players that at some point it's not going to show up. And it's going to show up against good teams first.
Right.
And it's going to show up when you can't close out a team like Memphis and you let them to within 4 when you were leading by 20-whatever points. So you're playing guys that should be a great second unit. And DiVincenzo has really picked his team up, they're playing the way he's played, but it gets to you every now and then, because if you're playing the second unit, that means the guys that never play are playing all of a sudden too. Or the second unit that's starting is playing 40 minutes a game. It's something that can't stand. You've got to get these guys back. And Julius Randle wants to get back. But the big question is whether or not he's going to get back. And you got to cross your fingers and pray to the basketball gods that Brunson's not out for an extended period of time. I mean, my guess is he doesn't play tomorrow.
You wouldn't think.
And you shouldn't.
But now, flirting with second place, you've dropped to 4th.
Right.
And I don't know what the status is of Embiid, but right now you've got a 2-game lead on Philly. But if you don't get guys back, Philadelphia can leapfrog over you. Now, you got a 4.5-game lead on the Pacers, but if you were to lose to the Pacers in the next game, I guess whether they're playing on Saturday or Sunday, all of a sudden now you're battling to stay out of 6th place instead of getting 2nd.
I personally am not looking into that much over the next few days. Like, to me, you got 4 games to get to the break, right? You just got to get to this break. And Don, you don't want to go. Fortunately, they won last night, right? We talked about yesterday. How bad would we be feeling today if they'd completely blown that lead? You don't know what's up with Jalen Brunson, and they blew the lead. But they didn't. They get the win yesterday that they needed. Now you got to deal with the Mavs, Pacers, Rockets, and Magic. Hope to go 2-2 or 1-3 over that stretch and just get to this break. Michael, I don't know about you. I'm not panicking about whether we're sitting in 3rd or 5th right now. You just don't want to lose 5 or 6 games going into the break.
Oh, absolutely.
And also, I hate to say this because there was such a conversation about him going to the All-Star game. If Brunson doesn't play,
he shouldn't go. Well, he can go, just not play.
Go, but I don't want the next game he plays to be the All-Star game. If he ends up missing up until the All-Star game, you shouldn't want him playing in Indianapolis. That would stink. I get it, but do you really? You know what? Take the whole full rest. Come back here in the second half and get ready.
But there's still, depending on what we hear here, guys, he could skip tomorrow night and even Saturday and still be back to play the last 2 against the Rockets and Magic.
Yeah, then there's no issue.
But he could have still have a nice break. I mean, that could still be close to a week off.
But what I'm saying is, if he doesn't play any of those games,
that's a bad look.
Game he plays to be in the All-Star game.
No, and I don't sense that he's the kind of dude that would take that risk.
I don't think so either.
You maybe show up. But by the way, and let's also be fair, I'm always of the feeling, too, that like everyone basically goes to All-Star Weekend. Like, so many people are there who are not playing. He could still easily go to All-Star Weekend, guys, suit up, and basically do nothing. Check in the game for 3 minutes and sit down. I don't mind that. You would find it odd if he doesn't play at all, and then he plays 24 minutes in the All-Star game. That would be a little odd. But for him to want to go, be there, be a part of it, but not really play, who cares?
Yeah, I don't think that would happen, though.
1-800-919-3776. Another thing they have to be concerned about is heart, too. So Grimes still out. Anunoby's still out. Brunson gets hurt. Hart's knee has been bothering him. Exacerbated it yesterday. Randall, Robinson. I mean, that's a lot of firepower they've lost. And the fact that they're within a half game of second place, it tells you that playing hard and wanting it and wanting to play every single day, that does make this team what it is. Let's see what Spike in St. Pete thinks. Spike.
Hey, boys. A couple of quick remarks. Also, Brunson must withdraw from the three-point shooting contest because my guess is he'll take about 40 or 30 practice racks, and you don't want to. I know they don't jump up in the air, but they land on the ankle, or their toe lands on the ankle. So, look, last night, the best part of last night for me, I saw the collapse coming. They shot 60% from three, the Grizzlies, was the your best friend with Clyde and Bill Bradley. Look, these guys, Bradley's 80, and you said it the other day, Peter, when I said the senator, and you all were very nice to me again, as always, and said, I love Bill Bradley. I love them. And they don't bring up the fact that when they made the trade, he moved to the front court, because he was lost in the back court. He was terrible. He was too slow. And he's such a bright guy and such a kind person. You could see the love between him and Clyde. I'm sure you turned the volume up on that, boys. It was really a lot of fun. And a classy act, because Hart and Brunson came over and gave them home uniforms with 25. It's quite a testament to that team and the different personalities, different walks of life, bonding together. Because prior to all these injuries and everything, and look, Randall is a vital part of this team, but when he's out, the ball moved a lot better on the floor. You need him to win. It's a real conundrum. But I'll leave you with this. I'm tired of hearing the criticism of Tom Thibodeau. He, of course, his percentage in the playoffs is lower because you're playing better competition. But I watched that team last night, and I didn't know three guys on that team. And I followed the NBA, like Michael, you made the comment about, I don't want to mispronounce the name, Laura, was it Benetti?
Benanti.
Benanti, I'm sorry. It was like bringing out the end of a great meal, the dessert dish. You know, I mean, she's a beautiful woman. Your wife's beautiful. I mean, I didn't find anything. Listen, you commented her very nicely and kindly.
You know why, Spike? Because thank you for the call. You're a normal human being. Don and Peter are antagonists, and they're trying to stir stuff up, and they're trying to break up a marriage. That's what they're doing.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly
a serious allegation.
So you know that would be great for the show. It would be great for the show if I had to come on one day and say, that's it, the dissolution of marriage. That's what you guys are rooting for. I'm rooting to be right. That's what you are rooting for. That's why you're accentuating what you thought was said.
That is one of the most, and this is a hard statistic to get into, that is one of the most untrue things ever said on the show.
Right,
and there have been
right.
a lot of untrue things ever said on the show.
Right.
But that was so.
You should apologize, Mike.
No. I truly believe that's what you guys
believe
doing.
That you actually believe that
yes.
in your mind, in
yes.
your
mind's
down
eye,
in there, in your
yep.
mind's eye, you believe that we want to break up your marriage.
The good of the show, for ratings.
Wait a minute. I went through one of these. I'm not going through another one.
Well, I wouldn't vape.
No, but you would definitely be a pain in the ass.
No, I think, honestly, he'd bounce right back.
So they did something nice for Clyde and Mike. I don't know if you saw it at the beginning.
Well, yeah. That I was there for.
They were doing the open, and Brunson and Hart, in the middle of the open, interrupted them. So they were doing the open live, and they presented him with Nick Jersey. It said Mike and Clyde in the back, number 25. Really cool. And the one, I mean, you know how I feel about Mike. That's no secret. But I love the way this team, and maybe it's because of Thibodeau, this team, the respect that it gives to Walt Frazier. Because it wasn't always the case. Some of these big stars that used to love on the Knicks, they ignored the guy like he didn't do anything. Like he wasn't an important figure in Knick and NBA history. They never took advantage of Walt Frazier being there every single day. He once asked a coach, am I going to say who? Hey, can I talk? No. He wanted to talk to a player about something he thought he was doing. No. So they never took advantage and gave him the proper respect. And I think now he's 78 years old. He's in both Hall of Fames. Once as a broadcast, I think he's starting to get the love that he's earned. I think it's great. And obviously all the big players in the NBA love Breen. So I thought that was a really nice moment to honor both of them like that. So
it was. Congratulations. It was a really nice sustained ovation in the building as well. I gave them a standing ovation. You know that means something to them.
Yeah, because you don't like to get up.
And I was in the middle of having a snack.
Yeah, you don't like to get up while you're eating.
Come on.
What were you eating, I wonder?
Let's see. I was having some wings, of course, Don.
Hmm. Were you in a suite?
Yeah, of course I was. What do you think, I'm an animal?
Suite to me, I mean, let's really lift the curtain here. That's almost a little too far away for you.
No, but it's a suite. It's a suite. It's different. I love the suite. I love the suite because...
It's sweet.
It's a regular season basketball game, guys. It's the Knicks against the Grizzlies, okay? I want to watch the game. I'm into it. I also don't need to watch every second. I need to stand up, have a little bite, make a little drink, have a little chat. You know what I mean? It gives you options. I love the suite. But I did stand up. I put down the wings that I was consuming. I had a couple of cocktail wieners. Don, you know how I feel about a wiener.
Well, they've added them to the suite because I was there on Monday.
What a terrible decision.
Terrific. They're delicious. Peter, are they not delicious?
I love a cocktail wiener. Rocky's stomach today not reacting so well, but yeah.
You don't like them, Michael?
I haven't had a hot dog in 30 years.
So what, was that some sort of a win?
Well, it's a win for my arteries, yeah.
I mean, please. Well, you're not going to have a sausage at Plot Deutsch?
No.
Come on, let's do the right thing.
I've never had a sausage in my life.
But you've had a hot dog.
Oh, I used to love hot dogs.
So you're right there. So you might as well have a sausage.
No, I'm good. Sausage. Thanks. I'm good.
Well, no, I thought we were turning some sort of a remote corner here and dabbling in the food of the day. And
no,
I think
that was at one time only, and I ate the stuff you put in front of me.
Don, you know how I feel about a wiener.
Let's go to Ed in Waterford. Ed.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Before I get to the next point, Michael, I just got to say thank you. I sent you a wedding invitation not as a joke, but, you know, not thinking I was going to get anything back, and you were gracious enough to send it back with a nice little note. So just want to say thank you. Got married back in June.
How's it going?
Peter, congratulations on yours. Oh, it's going good. You know, I did mark down your favorite for chicken parmesan, but, you know, didn't get it back. But,
no, I hear you.
Yeah. But just for the Knicks, you know, I totally agree with you. I don't really understand everybody that was calling in this past week with not wanting LeBron James. I don't really get it. I feel like the number one thing is lifting a banner and lifting the Larry O'Brien trophy, no matter if it was. I know Don said, you know, doing it without LeBron, but doesn't it really matter more just bringing a title to the city for the first time? And what is it?
You know, Ed, it made no sense.
Right?
It made no sense. I mean, imagine saying, no, I'm good. I don't want LeBron James. Imagine.
No, but the majority of the people feel that way.
Yeah, I can't even understand. I still can't wrap my... I know you tried to explain it. It doesn't make sense. Do you want to win a championship or not? Do you want to win a one or not? So does he make you better? He definitely makes you better.
But it would take a lot of the fun out of the championship.
I don't think it would.
I think it would.
Yeah, as they're riding down the Canyon of Heroes, I think everybody...
Yeah, when the camera's all on LeBron, and LeBron's the one that's on the Tonight Show, and it would just become LeBron's champion. I'm telling you, would take it, because you haven't had one since 1973. It would take a lot of the fun out of winning that championship, especially the after, where it'll be all about LeBron.
Let's go to Steve in the car.
Good afternoon, fellas. How are you?
What's up? How you doing, Steve?
Doing great. Don, I have an issue with you.
What's
Don,
that?
what's your take on why are you being so negative on the Knicks that they almost lost?
Well, first of all, Steve, you don't listen to the show, and it's a shame, and you should, because it's a quality show.
Quality program.
Yesterday, I said that everybody overblew the loss to the Lakers, that they're fine. What I'm saying is that when you've got a 20-point lead against a bunch of undrafted players, finish that game off so Brunson doesn't have to come back in a 4-point game. You need every game you can. That could have been a rest, and now you got Brunson hurt because of it. So you got to tighten that up. That's all I'm saying. I got a lot of hope for this Knicks team. I do, and I think they can win a championship, but they got to survive with these injuries. And I'm sorry, that was not a good Grizzlies team, and you shouldn't have let them back into the game and put yourself in a position for Brunson to get hurt.
So you're saying a W is a W, but really look into the W.
Well, but what are you trying to do here? Right? So do you want Brunson to get hurt? If you win that game by 30, Brunson doesn't have to come back in and everything's good. So that's all I'm saying. Do you want you now? You might have to play without Brunson for a couple of games. That's not good.
But in fairness to the team, they brought in Brunson 20-point lead with 8 minutes to go, which I thought was legitimate because 20-point lead is not insurmountable. And then he got hurt. So if they, what I'm saying, I don't have a problem with them bringing him in because a lead can evaporate in a hurry in the NBA. But he got hurt. I mean, sometimes you can't blame somebody.
No, I'm not blaming anybody. But all of a sudden, I'm negative on the Knicks. I mean, nothing but high on the Knicks. Listen to the show, brother. It's a good show. Quality show.
I knew you had a brother coming.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Sansone Auto Mall. Make your best deal right now at Sansone Auto Mall and tell them Bart Scott sent you and take an extra $1,000 off your best deal. Call 1-800-SANSONE today. Let's go to Ozzie in Queens. Ozzie.
Hey, how you doing? Can you guys hear me?
There he is. Hey, Ozzie.
I'm a long time fan. I can't believe I actually got on. Michael, I love you. Don, thanks. I love you. Peter, I know you from High 97. I'm a Power 105 guy, but, like, dope to talk to you.
I mean, listen, no one's perfect, bro.
You have to get something wrong. But I had to ask you a scenario, right? So I just bought a dog. I named him after Cody Rhodes. He's an American Staffy. His name is Cody, the American Staffy Nightmare. Do you think, best case scenario, I'm a mark in the WWE, in all of wrestling.
I figured that out when you said you named your dog after Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, so I'm a super mark. Do you think, best case scenario, the WWE do a triple threat match for the main event where The Rock, Cody, and Roman just go at it, and one of them put Cody over?
Well, here's my question, and I will answer it respectfully in a moment. How can you be, words I've never heard, by the way, a Power 105 guy, I never even heard those words. I've heard people who listen, I've never heard someone describe themselves that way. But how would you opt for that show over our show, which features not only me, but also so many regular WWE guests and giving away tickets? It's such a built-in part of our show. How could you be that big a fan and still not ride with the morning show? What are you doing?
Here's the thing, Peter. I like you. Ebro, not so much.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. That's
no
Michael's
Ebro
friend.
Slander here.
Now you're going after Michael's guy.
No, that's my guy.
I'm not trying to go after anybody. I just got to be totally transparent. I love you, Peter, because you're such a big wrestling guy. I follow you on everything you do.
Do you like Laura Styles?
Yeah, Laura's cool. Oh, but
Two out of three ain't bad.
Peter's the guy. Listen, if you guys, you'll get my, and listen, Peter, if you, the days that you like probably like host the show, like the main guy, I'm all there. Other than that, I'm sorry.
You should get, Ebro's a great guy, and particularly with relative what we're up against. But
he's also tall and good looking.
Ebro's.
Yeah, I think that to answer your question, though, yes, I think there's a chance it ends up being a triple threat. I do. I think there's a chance that tomorrow we find out Cody's in the main event. But also, I want to remind everyone, this is a TV show, okay? And the season finale is not until the first weekend of April. So you may not get exactly what you want tomorrow or next week, but there's still 7 weeks until we get to Philadelphia.
You know what I find amazing, though, Peter? And I don't mean this in a pejorative way.
Go ahead.
This is, like you said, it's a TV show. Mm-hmm. And it's scripted television. Somebody's coming up with these brilliant storylines. And the fact that people react so, I mean, like, you know, when Phoebe, you know, broke up with the scientist, you know, played by our buddy.
Who played the scientist? Our friend?
No, the guy, Hank Azaria.
Okay.
I mean, did people go nuts about it? Oh, why? I mean, people are actually angry about this Cody Rhodes thing. It's a story. You can't tell the writer how to write a story.
I agree. So, like, on my podcast this week, which I suggest everyone go listen to, Cheap Heat, you can find it on the Ringer Wrestling Show, wherever you find podcasts. I basically spent half the show being like, I love that you guys love this so much, and maybe I'm, like, too old or, you know, I'm too close to it. I care deeply. I don't get angry. I assume, give the story time to play out. I mean, people were sending death threats to
really?
The Rock. I mean, oh, people have lost their freaking
think about
mind.
I mean, did people like send death threats to Mark Twain because they didn't like how Huckleberry Finn went? I mean, he's a writer. There's a writer. They're writing a story. Just because it makes a turn that you don't like doesn't mean that you get to dictate the way the story goes.
But I will say this. People did lose it after the Sopranos finale, right? And Donna, you may remember, people were really upset about the way the final season of Game of Thrones went. But I just think with this particular show, which changes week to week, give it a little bit of time. And if it's not for you, if you're not happy with this episode, watch the next episode.
And you said it's
people
not the
are
last
nuts.
Episode. I mean, in fact, it's not the last episode. And the last episode's not in April. And the last episode's not in December. It goes
no, the last
on and on
never.
And on.
Exactly.
It never ends. You'll get your story the way you want it. Hey, to score a touchdown, everything needs to line up perfectly. No different than finding the person you want to marry. When the time comes to proposal, do what I did. Visit the engagement experts at London Jewelers. They'll make shopping for a ring easy. Let them help you pick or design the perfect ring to fit any budget from their 2 by London collection. London Jewelers is committed to getting it just right. So visit London Jewelers today at any of their 7 locations, including the newest location at the mall at Short Hills. Please mention I told you to stop by, and you'll get the Michael K. treatment. Hey, listen up. It's Michael Kay. When it comes to travel, nothing beats Legends Limousine. I felt the difference, and let me tell you, it's real. When my family and I need a ride to the airport or out of town, we choose Legends. Their commitment to safety makes every trip a breeze. These guys are not just any service. They've been setting the gold standard for over 30 years. I trust them, and so should you. So please call 1-888-LEGENDS. That's 1-888-534-3637. Again, 1-888-534-3637, and use the code ESPN10 to snag 10% off. Travel like a legend with Legends Limousine.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, by the way, I didn't tell you guys this, but it's game time. Brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Rangers take on the Lightning at MSG tonight with coverage following us right here on 98.7. That's it.
Ray Rowe.
That's what we got. That's game time. Brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, because when it's game time, it's Tully time.
Sure.
Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Dalton in South Carolina. Dalton. Dalty.
Sure.
Oh.
Thanks for playing.
Steve in Chappaqua.
Gentlemen, you are the greatest.
Oh, wow. Go on.
I have 2 points. One with, I want to ask Don, and then the second point is a little questionable. But Don, the not wanting LeBron and saying he'd suck the air out of the room would be his championship, not the Knicks.
Right.
Did you feel the same way about Messier coming to the Rangers?
No, because it wasn't even a rival. He was winning cups out in the West Coast, in the Western Conference in Edmonton. He didn't snub the Rangers. He didn't troll the Rangers. I don't think any Ranger fan had any issue with Mark Messier. Plus, you got him, what, at the age of 30? And he hung around here for the rest of his career until those 3 years in Vancouver. You know, LeBron's only going to be here very briefly. He's 38 years old. And LeBron James is a phenomenon. I'm not even knocking him, but, you know, he will become the face of that championship. I mean, you had Richter, who was amazing, and Leach won the Conn Smythe Trophy. I just think that this is something, this Knick team is moving towards something, and I think LeBron would take a lot of the spotlight away. I don't think it's the same as Messier.
Let's go to Greg in Trumbull.
Hey there, Greg.
Hey, fellas. How you doing today?
Good. What's up?
All right, so you definitely heard it. Came across the wire earlier today that Rex Ryan interviewed for the Dallas Cowboy defensive coordinator's position.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to get your guys' opinion on that fit. Up front, I'm a Cowboys fan, so I'm very interested in this. You know, to me, it comes down to two things. You know, on the one hand, he's been out of the game for a while. But on the other hand, he's a known great defensive mind, and just from an attitude and demeanor aspect, it might be exactly what the Cowboys kind of need, especially coming off getting run over in that playoff game. You know, they kind of dismiss these guys as dinosaurs, but to me, it's still football, and he knows football. So, you know, it might be better than going with some young unknown. What do you guys think?
Well, you know what? I first of all, you got to worry about the coach. You know, he's got to deal with all 53 and the others. You know, Rex Ryan would just have to deal with the defense. Nobody's ever questioned Rex Ryan's defensive acumen.
Nope.
So it would be a great move. Well, I mean, this guy, every time he's been, even when he was head coach of the Jets, his defense was great. And then he was the defensive coordinator of the Ravens. He was great. So, yeah, I mean, you give him a guy like Micah Parsons and say, go play, I think he'd have a great defense. I really do.
I think he's well-suited for it. You know, his brother had the job with the Cowboys. I think he would do as good, if not a better job.
And Jerry would love that personality.
Yeah, I think, and as far as like being any kind of threat to McCarthy, I don't think so. I don't think he'd have an appetite to make him the head coach of the team. But I think it would be a great way to get back into the NFL. And also, when you take a look at that position, all right, it's not a head coach, but let's face it, it's as high profile as being the head coach of the Panthers or being the head coach of the Texans. I mean, it's the Dallas Cowboys, and I think he'd get a lot of pub. I think he'd enjoy it, and I think he'd do a terrific job.
Isn't it amazing to this point? I mean, we're amazed that Pete Carroll and Bill Belichick don't have jobs. Wink Martindale left $3 million on the table so he could go wherever he wanted, and nobody wants him.
So what does that tell you?
He lost $3 million. Like, if he said, okay, I won't go to the Eagles or whatever, or the Cowboys, the Giants would have had to pay him. They just didn't want to let him go and let him go wherever he wanted. So they agreed. Now, you know, he was that sure he's getting a job. He's not getting a job.
And that has to tell you. Because, listen, I don't know what went on, Michael, but it doesn't look good for him that he can't get another job.
No,
because we may not know, but everybody in the NFL, insiders know what went down there. So this looks great for Dable. And it looks bad for Wink. He's a good defensive coordinator. The Giants' defense in the second half of the season was terrific. He would be a great hire for somebody, but the fact that he hasn't been hired tells you that he's a pain in the butt, and he probably was the source of the leaks in the organization, and nobody wants a part of it. It does not look good for him at all.
So John on Twitter goes, would Yankee fans want David Ortiz on their team if it brought them closer to a championship? That's kind of the way I look at the LeBron Knicks stuff. John, it's not even close to the same thing. David Ortiz beat the Yankees in 04 and all the years following. He was a thorn in their side. LeBron James, when he was winning championships with the Heat, the Knicks weren't good enough. They were not even in the conversation. When he won the championship with the Cavaliers, the Knicks weren't good. When he won with the Lakers, the Knicks weren't good. He has never hurt the Knicks other than spurning them when he was a free agent. So it's not David Ortiz. It's not even close.
It's not in that sense. But God, the guy's what's the stat now? 12 of the last 13 times he's played at the Garden, he's won. Like, it just, it's pretty, it's not that Michael Jordan, like, Michael Jordan was a real rival, because Michael Jordan stood in the way of the Knicks winning a championship, or at least coming close to one. It's not at that level, but you definitely have, you're definitely away about LeBron James if you're a Knicks fan. You are. Now, is it any different than when Roger Clemens came to the Yankees?
I mean, I was going to bring that guy up. They hated Roger Clemens.
They
did. They accepted him. He helped them win two titles.
True. But there was a team that was already established as a champion before they got Roger Clemens. And the feel of it was Roger was coming here to win another championship with the Yankees. Now, that's what LeBron's looking to do, to come here with the Knicks. But you don't see that the feel of, like,
no, that was Roger's first championship.
No, but right. And he came to the Yankees to win that championship. Yankees are already established commodity as a championship team before Roger got there. You know, LeBron would come here to certainly help a team that has not won a championship yet, but you don't see how he'd be the face of it?
No.
Like, it would be all about LeBron.
Well, I don't think so. I think the whole team would get it.
Oh, come on, Michael. Really? The way LeBron James gets covered, I think he would swallow everybody up. I think he would be the focus of attention.
But he didn't swallow Miami, did he? He wasn't the foe. I mean,
hey, come on. He was.
Dwayne Wade got the same sort of love as LeBron.
Well, maybe in Miami. And that was a guy that at least had won a championship before. But I don't know. There's no, I mean, as much as Bronson has become a star here in New York, he's not at Dwayne Wade's level. Wade won a championship in Miami before LeBron got there.
Yeah. Listen, I hear everything you're saying. Just get me a championship. What's the best way to get it? Getting LeBron good. Don't sue it.
I don't even know that's the best way.
Well, but it's are they better with LeBron than without him?
Yeah, but there's other players that they can get that could give them a chance to win without having all the pomp and circumstance.
It's not the same. But they're not as good as LeBron. Who's available? They're not getting LeBron anyway. Lakers aren't trading him. This is an exercise in futility.
Okay.
But it's not like Kevin Durant's available. It's not like Steph Curry's available. This is one of the best players in basketball. If he's available, you grab him. Would the Knicks turn down Kevin Durant? Think about that. Would they?
No, but he's
well,
Durant's
he has
a better
two championships.
Player.
I mean, but he has two championships. You're talking about taking the air out of the room.
I mean, and better player. I mean,
and would they turn down Steph Curry?
LeBron's 25-7-7 right now, Don.
Right.
25-7-7. And also is position-wise exactly what they need. Is it perfect in terms of his age? No. But if I'm with Michael, if there's a world in which you think you could actually get this done, and the biggest loss is draft picks and Julius Randle, I don't see how you sneeze at that. Now, I guess you're right. It would stink if he was a mercenary, came for 5 minutes and disappeared. But if he wanted to be here and could close out his career here, you wouldn't take 3 or 4 years with LeBron.
He would not come.
Right?
Then you'd have to draft Bronny. I don't think he would stay here.
Nick basketball. Jalen Brunson questionable against the Mavs tomorrow. Right ankle sprained. OG Anunoby is out again, sixth straight game, and the injury list has been changed from inflammation to right elbow bone spur irritation. And Quentin Grimes is out with a right knee sprain. That's his fourth straight game missed. So who's playing point guard? I guess Deuce McBride. 1-800-919-3776. Nathan in Tinton Falls. Nathan.
Hey, guys. I was calling in because, Mike, you definitely sound like you are or were in a polyamorous relationship at some point.
Never.
On that call yesterday.
Never.
Sure.
I am actually in a polyamorous relationship with my wife, who
there
is from Brazil, Peter.
God bless.
Actually messaged you about some stuff to check out down there in Brazil, which was interesting. You were actually in my wife's hometown in Búzios,
Brazil. Your wife's from Búzios?
Yes, amazingly.
This guy's done well in life.
Wait, Nathan, wait a second. Wait a second. Let's not bury the lead. You're in a polyamorous relationship.
Correct.
It's two women and you?
Well, my wife and I have recently opened up our relationship to polyamory. Yes, I'm currently seeing another woman as well.
And your wife has no jealousy aspect about it? None?
Well, we both are kind of also seeing this person together and such. But she also has other people that she sees on the side as well, too.
Okay, so maybe this is personal. It is. You brought it. Why get married?
Well, so actually, interesting, ties in with the whole story of her being from Brazil. She was actually my first kiss way back when I was like 12. Our families knew each other, saw her in Brazil back then, weren't able to be together for years, had been in separate relationships for years, were able to be together. We've been together for going on about 8 years now, but just recently had opened up into the polyamorous relationship.
Nathan, right, baby, so be careful, all right?
So listen, so it makes sense why they got married. They're in love. And then things have taken a different turn and they're willing to open the door.
Yeah, but listen, this is might not be the time for it, but you can't have your cake and eat it too. Part of being married is you're committed to one. You said, and I know
why.
This is the way society has decided. This is a society in which we live in. So if you sleep around all you want, but if you're going to get married, then marriage is between a man and a woman, a man and a man, a woman and a woman. Marriage is between two people, not between three or four. So don't get married.
But again, I mean, I hear why for you. And me and Don, that is the way things are. But if someone decides that they don't feel like living by that, but they still have a marriage, like, how about this? Okay, let's say polyamorous is too much for you, right? The idea of, like, multiple partners all in one relationship is too much.
Right.
Why couldn't you have a married relationship? You are fully married. You share your household. You raise your children. You do everything together. You are a married couple.
Right.
But you have the door open that when... at different times, you want to go on dates with other people. As part of your outside life, you're allowed to do that. Does that make more sense?
No, it makes less sense. Don't get married.
But why? They want to be married.
But marriage is a commitment. So you want.
But you're talking about monogamy.
Listen, yeah, but it's a great situation if you could find somebody that will buy in. But that's not what marriage is. Marriage is about a committed relationship between two people. So if you're going to just go out and sleep around, hey, good for you. But don't you think why married?
I hear what you're saying. But like, Don, do you understand what I'm responding with? Because that's the marriage they want.
Well, I just think you're trying to be a little too forward thinking. I know we live in a world, we let people live the way they want to live. And I get that. It's not a crime. I guess in some places it is. But Michael's right. I mean, then why are you getting married?
All right. So real quick, what about... two people are married and they come to an agreement like Curb Your Enthusiasm all those years back that you get a hall pass. You're all right, we've been married 20 years. Go ahead and have fun.
I don't get that either.
I wish Nathan from Tintin Falls the best. I really do. I wouldn't bet it's going to end well.
By the way, don't worry about him. He seems like he's having
a good time, but I don't think it will end that great. Because there's too many ways it could go wrong.
Hey,
what if
I got
you fall in love with the other one?
It's like you're
statistics,
not.
Statistics show it's going wrong half the time regardless.
Well, that's fine because people realize I don't want to be married anymore and I want to see other people. And then you break off your marriage and you go on. But why get married then? It's not a committed relationship. You're obviously not all in because you're sharing your bed and your life and your love with somebody else. So why did you get married in the first place? The whole idea to get married is this is the person and the only person I want to be with for the rest of my life. Now, sometimes that falls apart and you get divorced and you move on. But as long as you're in that relationship, that's the whole idea of marriage. But then if you have an open marriage, then it's not really a marriage. You might call it that, but that's not what it is.
But that's just, all I'm saying is, I know this sounds like I'm trying to be ultra forward thinking. I'm just saying that's the convention you're told. A marriage is between what any two people want it to be.
Hold on.
There are people who, when they hear us make the jokes, kidding on the square, if you will, about your anniversary or your birthday. And they would say, really? That's how you have your marriage? It's like that? If I'm not intimate with my partner five times a week, that's not a marriage.
Okay, so here's my answer. Then why?
Everyone has a different thing.
Marriage is a convention too, so why would you want to be part of that convention? If you love each other, do what you want to do.
Because you're a part of society. There are benefits to raising children with the same name. There are government benefits, tax breaks, many reasons that you're told to get married.
But you don't care about society and the convention.
Yes, you do. You care about sharing a name with your family. You care about your kids feeling like they're in a home, a two-parent home. There are many reasons.
But they're in a three-parent home. Is that healthy for a child?
Sure, I don't know. I've never done it, but I don't see why it can't be.
All right, are you looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58? DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. New customers can bet on the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. And with DraftKings same-game parlays, everyone's got a shot at an even bigger win for Super Bowl 58. String together multiple bets from the big game for a shot at making your payday even sweeter. Can Purdy and the Niners get it done? Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code EMPIRE. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58 with code EMPIRE, E-M-P-I-R-E. The crown is yours. You must be 21 plus, physically present in New York. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN. The Point God.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
I don't blame the Knicks coaching staff for having him in there. 20-point lead with 8 minutes left is not secure in the NBA. I'm sorry, it's not. I've seen it too many times. It could go away so quickly. In fact, they brought him in, he got hurt, and the lead went down to 4. So imagine how you can't win if you're a coach in this day and age. With everybody has access to some kind of megaphone, whether it's clowns like us on a radio show or a podcast or social media. If they had lost that game and not put Brunson back in, he'd have been vilified today. So Brunson got hurt, and a lot of people are vilifying him today. You can't win. You can't win. The only thing I would suggest to anybody in sports, don't even read social media. 2-1, Don. You won on Monday. I've won Tuesday and Wednesday. And if we can predict it, you'll win tomorrow. Peter will win on Friday because Anthony's gutless.
That seems to be the play.
Yeah, yeah. Come out to see the Michael K. Show live this Friday at 3 p.m. from Plott Deutsch Park in Franklin Square, Long Island, for a special countdown to kickoff broadcast to get you ready for the big game with live music from one of the Tri-State's best cover bands, The Mystic. We're bringing the big game experience to you at Plott Deutsch Park, brought to you by Wise Snacks, Security Dodge, Resorts World Catskills, Chili Willy and Cool Carl's Ice, Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, and the new Tullamore Dew Honey. So a lot of people reacting on Twitter. Vin Pickle supports, right? He writes, absolutely correct, Rosenberg Radio, ignored flustered grandpa, real Michael K. Surprised Don LaGreca is not with you, honestly. So then I look at Vin, you know, Vin Pickle's
right.
Bio.
Sounds like a smart guy.
Hubs to T, dad to R. Hey, why don't you ask T if she'd be into that and see if she cracks you across the mouth. I'm the grandpa. No, I'm the normal one. I'm the one who's actually living a life that's accepted in society. Listen, everybody's dream is to do whatever you want, whenever you want, but we have to live within certain constraints.
But it's not even that.
Then like, don't get married.
I don't care what society says. Do what you want. But I'm just asking the question. If you don't want to be monogamous, why get married? I don't see that. Now, if your wife needs a green card, if something's happening financially, all right, then you got to do it. But if you say that this is the love of my life, this is the person I want to spend the rest of my life with, have children with, then I would think you wouldn't have an appetite to have to be with other women. And if you had an appetite to be with other women, then you wouldn't get married. That's so. It's not even about convention, Michael. It's just that if you're going to go through the trouble.
Show me a man who's married, and very often a woman who's married. I'll show you someone who has an appetite for someone.
Yeah, but they don't act on it.
They don't act on it because I respect
you. He used the word appetite. Are words not words? He used the word.
Honestly, let's move on, please. Yeah. For God's sakes, can we please do something else?
I don't understand why you're getting so angry. Why are you getting angry?
Because it's stupid, all right?
No, it's not.
No, I'm not going to get in a freaking argument about this, something that's stupid like this. And I'm not going to get in an argument with Twitter over stupid garbage like this, all right? I'm done.
What is wrong with? Are you okay?
No, I'm not. I'm really not, okay?
But this is a reasonable.
No, it's
have
not
this
reasonable.
All the
no,
time.
This is stupid. I'm all for having fun and going off the beat, but this
there's an article in the New Yorker last week about polyamorous relationships. It's real life.
All right, so what? Good. Have it without me, please.
Oh, my God. You guys are.
No. What am I, Peter? What am I?
You're acting like a lunatic.
All right, yeah, that's
me. I don't understand. Like it's just not worth getting in a stupid
argument and be called an old man. And I just don't need it. It's enough with the sports. I gotta have an opinion on this garbage.
They call me an old man, Doc. So don't worry.
No,
about
I'm just.
Yeah, was
tired
it Michael?
It.
For God's sake,
I was a grandpa.
Oh boy,
God, I'm so done.
This is tough. What's happened here? It's just
view. I understand his frustration because we're actually the ones that are living life the way society. And then, you know, this, I'm not even going to take Matthew. Don and Michael are robots. No. The whole society's robots. I'm not saying that you're the ones that think that, well, society dictates you have to get married. If you want to sleep around, sleep around.
But there's a connotation. When you say sleeping around, there's a connotation that comes with that. There are people out there who want to get into a loving relationship with someone, and then over time, as years go on, they look at each other and go, this is boring in certain aspects. We love certain aspects. We're bored in other aspects. What could we do? Could we find an arrangement that works for us while still being a family and being in love? Oh, yeah, sure. Every other Saturday night, you go put a pineapple in your cart at the grocery store and go do your thing. I'll see you on Sunday for breakfast. Why does that make them somehow bad if they decided that works for them?
And
for me, I think it would be too complicated, I think. I don't see how it really would work.
What would you do with the kids on Saturday night? What would you do with the kids on Saturday night while you're, you know...
What do you do with the kids when you and Jody go out on Saturday night?
You get a babysitter.
Exactly.
But how do they know that mommy and daddy are going to see a movie? Mommy's going to see Bill and have sex with him, and daddy's going to see Laura, and he's going to hook up with her. Are you going to explain that to your 10-year-old?
That would probably be more information than you do. Do you report to your 10-year-olds when a couple has sex? That doesn't even make sense. You would say, I'm going out with friends. What? Listen, I'm not saying it has to be for you or for me, but I'm just saying the idea of shutting it down because it's something we don't know is silly. To me, that's silly, even if it doesn't work for me. I don't know what works for people. Who am I to judge?
You're no one to judge. So when we get back, ENN will be here, but first Peter's going to tell you about FanDuel.
Well, as you can see, we don't agree on everything, but I think we can agree on one thing. The big game is Sunday, and it's going to be a big day for all. That's right, so many opportunities to not only watch football, to not only hang out with friends, to not only eat delicious snacks, but to place some super bets. That's what we will do this Sunday on FanDuel. So many ways to end the season with a W or two or three. Not only can you bet on who will win Super Bowl 58, but FanDuel also has bets for which players will score a touchdown, how many points will be scored, and so many more. New customers join today, and you'll get $200 in bonus bets if your first bet of $5 or more wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Peter to sign up. That's FanDuel.com/Peter. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 and over and physically present in New York. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.